missed the best. You missed Jesus. You missed it all. You don't even think of anything like that. Back to Romans 12. Let's be clear as to what a committed Christian life is, because the devil does all he can to entice us to accept a counterfeit victory like simple believers. Oh, I prayed that prayer 20 years ago. It just didn't work for me. Hogwash. We should ask God to remove our frailty and recognize it as a miracle. No good resolutions, no willpower can alter our likes and dislikes, but God can. He can take us away from us the desire to do sinful things. The best test of all is in the matter of love. This is a tough one. Do we love even our enemies, those who despitefully use us and persecute us? Do we love them? Well, it's not fun to give or if I am in hunger, feed him, if he thirsted and drink, for the soldier and house shall be coals of fire on his head. Do we accept opposition and kindness, rudeness, discourtesy, and such like towards us as opportunities of showing that the love of Christ is filling our hearts? Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. You see, it is in small matters that we are tested. Please turn to Romans chapter 5. How often I hear Christians say, I cannot love the unlovable, I've said it myself. And that's true, it is impossible for human to do this. Human love. Human love is kindled only by what it thinks is lovable. But the love of God, Christ's love within the believer, embraces all and sees everyone to be lovable and sees the potential, even the most wicked of all. You could be dealing with another Apostle Paul. When Christ dwells richly in our hearts, we shall love even our enemies. Obviously, we don't give them fuel to hurt us. But we don't despise them either. Remember the potential. As we said, many regard to love this way as impossible. And it is to man, absolutely. But with God, this thing is possible. Yield yourself to Christ and trust Him to work in you devil is having a heyday. It's nothing new, though. Throughout history, so-called big men and little men have strutted across the stages of life defying God. Where are they now? I'll tell you this much. Salvation of souls.